Today we celebrate the feast of St. Peter and St. Paul. These two giants in the life of that early church. Each one of them expressing a different mission, but both of them committed to proclaiming Jesus Christ. Peter is charged with preserving the order in that young community. Peter is charged with making sure that the faith life that is lived by those young disciples can be lived in an orderly fashion. Paul is charged with being the missionary, the one who goes out to all the world and proclaims the good news of God. Very early in the life of the church, a tension rose between Peter and Paul. In order to preserve orderliness, Peter believed that the experience of fresh disciples needs to be the same as the experience of old disciples. Those old disciples had come out of the experience of Judaism, and truly for them, Christianity was a flowering of Judaism. But Paul had gone out to the non-Jewish world, and Paul had proclaimed Jesus Christ to people who knew nothing of Israel, who knew nothing of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, who had no experience in Jewish faith. And so Paul argued that those people need to be accepted just as they are. They need not walk the same path we walked. They need not experience what we experienced. And so a tension rose, a very strong disagreement rose, and Peter stood on one side and Paul stood on the other. And very early in the church that tension had to be resolved. So the community came together in Jerusalem under the leadership of James, the one who we are told in the first reading was beheaded by Herod. And there the church sought an answer, sought a road to walk that would accommodate both those who had come from Jewish faith and accommodate those burgeoning numbers of converts to the faith from many other cultures. Well, that has always been the tension in the life of the church. The role of Peter is to make sure there's order, an orderly fashion so that the life of the church can flourish. And the role of Paul is to take the gospel of Jesus Christ and proclaim it everywhere in all manner and call all people into the life of faith. The gospel reading today tells us that Peter's job is to make judgment. What shall be held firm? And what shall be held loosely? What is of the essence? And what is of the periphery? What is sure and what is doubtful? Now, Peter doesn't do that on his own. Peter does that in the manner in which he searches the hearts and the experience and the faith of the church. But it's Peter's job to articulate that. And to do so that the body of Christ, the Church of Jesus Christ, might live in order might live with some semblance of order. John the 23rd embraced that mission of Peter and struggled with it. The binding and the loosing, the holding tight and the holding loosely. How do you hold tight enough to make sure that order is preserved? And how do you hold loosely enough to make sure that the preaching of Paul and the work of Paul can take place? John the 23rd resolved that for himself in the following way. He said, in those few areas in which unity is demanded, there must be unity. And in those many areas in which doubt pertains, there must be great freedom. But in all areas, the charity of Christ must prevail. As we live our church life today, as we live our community life today, as we seek both order so that the community can grow, and as we seek new ways in which the Word of God can be proclaimed beyond us, we pray to Peter and to Paul that they might intercede before God to make sure to grant that those gifts that were present in that early community, are gifts that are enlivened and strengthened and made perfect in our own day.